Good morning. Continuing with our study of Chovos Halavavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. When we left the Chovos Halavavos last week, he was warning us to make it our business to recognize that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a reflective relationship, Kemayim HaPanim LePanim, like face-to-face, the way we see our relationship with Hashem, that is the way it will be seen. And so picking up on that theme, the author of the Chovos Halavavos reminds us that we need to make it our business, therefore, to find and feel the love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think and put it out there, how much does Hashem love us, and to recognize that in every single generation, even when it looks like Hashem is out to get us and to destroy us, He loves us as well. It's easy for us to understand that Hashem loves us during a period in time, like at a simcha. At those times, a person doesn't have the ability just simply to be yotzei, to fulfill his obligation, to recognize the love, by saying, Baruch Hashem, I merited this. No, in those moments, the real thing for a person to do, says Reb Matisyo, is to recognize and feel literally the kiss of God on his forehead, to realize that Hashem really is watching out for us. And even in the negative moments, the toughest times of our lives, the fact that we go on, we can do so only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Gam ki yelech b'geit zalmavis, when I'm walking in the valley of death, lo yirara, I won't be afraid, because ki ata imadi, because I know you are with us. You are with me in that moment, you are holding my hand. We see this, that even at the time of the Churban, we know that the Kruvim, which faced one another, continued to face one another, and when they were being taken out, they were locked in a strong embrace. And I think for us to understand the fundamentals, we need to understand that if the basis of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with the fact that we have a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than just our friend or our acquaintance, but that we have stock in the relationship because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been watching out for us like an old-fashioned family friend. There's a lot of warmth that's felt in that family friendship, because that family friendship stretches for generations. And that friendship is much more than just today's friends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that long-standing relationship with us. He watches out for us for many, many generations. Maybe that's our intent when we daven every single day. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We describe it as the fact that He's our God. But our God, who has a stock as being our Ribono Shalom, as relating to us, going all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who may be God of Nebneim Leman Shemo, the fact that He will bring a gula for their grandchildren, for His name. It's not necessarily because we deserve it, but rather because He made that promise, Biyahava, with love. When somebody makes a relationship that is promised for many generations, even if the current generation doesn't always fully get that relationship, but the person feels a sense of obligation to the previous generation. When it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remembers the previous generation. And He's ready in the moment to bring the Geula for us because of the commitment to the previous generation. And based on the principles of Kemayim HaPanim LePanim, we also have that obligation to recognize the long-standing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as we daven today, three times today, let's think to ourselves of the great, wonderful relationship we have with Hashem, and that sense of warmth that we have an obligation to feel, no matter what the day's situation brings to us. And hopefully, we will have a terrific day.